from Sweetest Friends. This year should be a special schuss for Avi Mor and Amy Morasi. She yichyu linishmas Maris Esther Bas Rishmur was chanabas Kras Matachanet Maris Atachanabas Rameh Zev. And also linishmas Alexander Zusha ben Rav Yosef and Rav Shimon Pinchas ben Rav Yaakov Tzvi. And the schuss Moshe ben Peshadina Rav Michiel ben Shalamis and Moshe and Rachael ben Yosef Alev. And if anybody would like to dedicate a shir in someone's honor, you may contact me. The Rambam, at the beginning of Hilchos Tshuva, Perek Aleph, Halach Aleph, writes, Kol mitzvah shebetorah bein asa, bein esa, bein loisa, seim ovar, adam achas mehem, bein bezadon, bein bishgogo, kshiyasi tshuva, v'yashuv mechetu chayv lesvadus lefnei akel baruchu. So the Rambam here says that when someone does a sin, what does he have to do? Whether it's an essay or a loss essay, if he's over, whether it's b'mezid or b'shogeg, he has to, when he does tshuva, he has to say vidui also, he has to confess these sins. So the topic of this shir is bein b'shgaga. Wait, even if it's shogeg, what about ones? What about an avera ba'ones? One of the best, if I may express my opinion, Svarim on Hilchos Tshuva is a sefer called Lidofke B'Shuva, is a 400-odd page sefer, where it's like in the format of the Mishnah Berura, where he has the Rambam on the top, like the Shulchan Aruch, and then he has the Lidofke B'Shuva, like the Mishnah Berura, and then he has Biurim, like the Biur Halacha, and then at the bottom he has the Shaar HaTzion with the sources, and it's just a phenomenal sefer. It's like a treasure chest. So, on the words Bein Bishgaga, he says as follows. First, we're going to learn the Ladovke B'Shuva, the more Pashut, and then hopefully we'll get to the Biurim. Hopefully. So, why do you have to be Misvada on Shogeg? Because when a person was Nichshol B'Chet B'Shogeg, it could be because he was not careful. He was over b'mezid al avera acheres, and therefore he has to be misvade al shogeg kemezid. What caused this sin is him having been over another sin b'mezid, and that caused him to do this sin b'shogeg. This is from the Sefer HaDerech L'Tshuva, based on the Gran Mishlei Yud Gimel Vav, and so writes the Parish Anaf Yosef, Nitpas Vesidurti Otzer Tfilos, in the Biur on Al-Chayt Shechatan Al-Fanecha, B'Zadon U'Bishkaga. And we're marked in Mezid L'Shogeg, because the only time we come to Shogeg is because we first did a Mezid. And in the Sefer in the Shaar HaTzion, he quotes numerous other sources. You can look there. V'hamona am choshvim. And the masses think that when you make duasin b'shogeg, if you do it accidentally, you're patur legamri. What were you supposed to do? And that's because b'avonoseinu harabim einenu choshu me'ra'os b'ra asher garamnu l'mala v'gam b'chait b'shogeg anosh yonesh al asher lohi yiras Hashem al panav lizar b'zihiris yisera l'amad al ha'mishmar l'shamar min ha'chait k'mipnei cherev lo ashtade leida asa asar k'dei lifrosh mimenu. Don't think that we're not going to be punished for shogeg. There's punishment for shogeg also. A person should have been more careful. A person has freedom of choice and he should have been more careful. As it says in the Sefer Peleoetz, under the title shogeg, the category of shogeg. Because if he was careful, imayezoyer, says the Beis Elokim of the Mabit in the Shaar HaTshuva, Sof Perek Aleph, ki imayezoyer ba'avoydas Hashem, if he was careful, then he wouldn't have been stumbling in sin. But since he wasn't careful, he stumbled in avera, and therefore he needs charata for being mesiach das b'avodas Hashem. And the ikar tshuvas are not being careful enough. And if he did al pi horas chacham, and the Chacham made a mistake, it's called a shogeg. So says the Magen Avraham and Simon Shin Yud Ches. A very important shuv in the Nodu Yud in Yaradea Simon Tzadi Vav. So, even when a person does Al Pi Aras Chacham, it's called a Shogeg. Uvizman She'ose. So, really, he seems like an Ones. So the Nodu Yud explains what's the difference. We've discussed this, written about this, the topic that I enjoy coming back to. Very, very interesting. So, Bisman she'osa adam avon b'shogeg v'chozev osa b'mezid nefshal shagurishin k'mezid acharon. If someone does a sin b'shogeg and then he does it afterwards b'mezid, the same sin, the shogeg turns into a mezid. Makes sense, because he showed that he really wanted to do this sin. So in the psikta zutrasan parashas nitzavim and the pasuk v'haya b'shamo v'achote b'shogeg v'ein mischaret Umavakesh kapara, nenash kemezid. So if someone performs a sin, in the igros v'ksavim derech amun and simen lamed beis, b'shogeg, and he doesn't have charata, he doesn't ask for kapara, so he's punished as if he's been mezid, because now he's doing it on purpose. Because now he's showing that he's pleased with the sin. It's very important, even on shogegs, to do tshuva. Aval alaveira ba'ones ein sarach kapara b'tshuva the ones rachmana patre. But when it comes to an ones, when there was mamish extenuating circumstances, totally not your fault, then you're off the hook. That's what the Rambam writes in his Perashim Shnayis to Yuma Perakhes Mishnaches. So in the Kli Chemdan Parshas Kiseitze Osir Aleph Sof. And Osir Aleph, and the Archa Shulchan Arachaim Tav Reish Beisiv Zayin, and so writes Bipshitus Rav Shach and his Avi Ezri here on the Rambam. However, in the Tshuvas Chasim Sofer, he says that if the person was Nene, he still needs Ktsas Tshuva. He still needs a little bit of Tshuva if he was Nene from the sin, if he got pleasure from the sin. And therefore, says the Tshuvas Panim Meiros, Chelek Beis and Simen Mem Aleph, and the Hagos Chasim Sofer Chaim Tofresh Chavdalet Tziv Hei. Somebody who ate Basar, V'nimtze Shahaya Shreifa, Lo'avit Shum Iser Ki Kacha Din Meikar Shiyochal Basar Min Arov. Somebody followed the rules of Kashrus, and it turns out it was a Shreifa. It didn't do anything wrong. You don't have to check to see if it's a Shreifa. And we follow Rov. If you follow the Rov, you're fine. If Rov meat is kosher, or this not even a Rov, you have no reason to even have a suffix. And therefore, such a person doesn't need kapara. Rav Chaim Kanievsky commented on this that he's not sure, because sof, this person absorbed Isser, and Bevada he has to be Mechaper. So in other words, if somebody does a maisa, it's totally unwitting and totally not his fault, does he need a kapara or not? Some would assert that no, he doesn't need a kapara, he did absolutely nothing wrong. Others say no, sof kol sof he did an issa. That's what Chaim Kanievsky held. Also, if you go to a butcher shop and you buy kosher meat, tshuvas b'tzela chochman chelek kesem and kufayin gimel, he goes to a butcher shop and he goes to Meal Mart, he goes to Kosher Glatt or whatever you want to call the store, and everything is kosher there, and it turns out that it's not kosher, he's honest, vein sarach kapara. If you have a shochet, who's a gita shochet, and people eat, they're honest, that's the famous maisa in a certain community a number of years ago, where this spawned a whole new literature of articles about it. That's why the only one of the good things that came out of it. But there was a certain caterer in a from catering hall who was serving people treifas. It was a magid shir and daf yomi of a chashav yid. He was just machil people treifas b'mezid. Rachmana litzlan, rachmana litzlan. So the shaila was, do they need kapara, do they not need kapara? Some asserted no. They didn't do anything wrong. They followed the rules. The rules are that somebody is reliable, somebody has a good reputation. It's a good hechsher, you eat it. You don't have to You don't need kapara. Also, somebody who bought tefillin from a sofer, musak b'kashrus, and then they turns out that it was puzzle. Dino ka'onis. Dein sarach kapara. So writes the Chalkas Yankiv in Siman Tazayin Os Aleph. V'gam yotzi de choivas hamitzvah. You're also yotzei because you meant well. That's what it says in the Shut Rav Palim Chelik Dalet, Shut Priyasa de Chelik Gimel, Shut Leif Chaim. Vadia is a tshuva about this. A lot of literature. Guy finds out his tefillin's not kosher, but he bought it from a good sofer. Some people hold no. He did the mitzvah. It's yotzei. However, Mikol Mokom says the Shut Leif Chaim and the Dvar Yoshua and Chelik Beis Simen Hei, Shevet Akahasi and Chelik Aleph Simen Lamed Beis. Also discuss Nahar Tzvi Simen Lamed Hei Nar Chaim. Nevertheless, it's a good idea that he should do something to be Mechaper Al Nafsho, that he didn't properly fulfill the Mitzvah Sesei, and he made Brachas Levatola. Yesh La'ayin, what would be the din? Asked the Tshuva Me'ava, the beginning of the Sefer, what's the din of somebody who's mazik ba'onis? Is he a v'chiyuv vidui or not? So if Chaim Knievsky comments on this, he's known for his brevity, lo, he doesn't have to be misvada. What about if somebody hurt his friend ba'onis? Does he have to be mefayis him? It's another shayla. Nevertheless, when a person is shocheach, if he forgets, then what's the din? The din is, he's not called anus, and he requires a kapara. That says, so says the Tshuvas Anderes Teferis in Chelek Aleph, Sof Simen Chof Dalet, Upal Nefesh. And some say that, the Peleoites, in Erech Shogeg and in the Sefer Ezer Mitzorov and Amud Ches, between us, don't tell anybody, I don't remember my reputation, but I never heard of the Sefer Ezer Mitzorov. But it's not a pagam in the Sefer, it's a pagam in me. Anyway, so he discusses this, that even though we say Onus Rachmana Patre, God patters you from Ones, that's only Me Onshin. That's only from punishments. Aval Mikol Mokom Tzarech Tikun B'tshuva. But you still need a tshuva, even though you're Pater from punishment, the Rachmana Patre is from punishment. God absolves you from being punished, but not from tshuva. And therefore, says the Tshuvis Torah Lishma, again the Ben Ish Chai, Simen Reish Yud, that a Baal Nefesh Yachmer Lasses Kapara Gamal Ones, specifically if he ate Macholas Asuros, because Macholas Asuros are Metamtem, a person's lave, they seal off his heart from Kedusha, Isser entered into his body, and therefore he needs a Kapara. Now, this is a very important Yisod, which is discussed by the Beis HaLevi in Parshas Shmos, on the pasuk of Vayar Elokim, and that is that Tainus Ones is only Shayach where if he wasn't Ones, he wouldn't have done it, and the Ones brought him to do it. And then it's considered as if he didn't do it. But even if he wasn't Ones, he would have done it, even though now he's Ones, that's not called Ones. So that would mean, for example, if you have a doctor who's not from and he's Mechal Shabbos to save someone's life, it's still considered Chil Shabbos, because he would have been Mechal Shabbos even if he didn't have to save the person's life. What about Avera b'misasek, if your mom is not intending to do this Maisa? So the Gemara says, Misasek b'chalavim v'arayis, eating unkosher meat, fats, and being doing gili arayis, and your mom didn't intend to do this Maisa. He's chayiv. Why? Because she came nene. Because he's nene from this. And what's interesting is that the Rambam was mashmit this din. And this is discussed by the Achronim. Why? And therefore it's considered like Kavana, and there's a Machlokas Achronim about other Isurim. Tshuvas Rabbi Kiva Eger, famous Madur Kama, Simen Ches. He says that that we're mamayit from a pasuk of shechata b'prat l'misasek, not that misasek is not considered an avera, but it's considered an avera b'shogeg, that we're mamayit a korban, but it's still called an iser min haTorah. So writes the Avnei Nezer in Orach Chaim Reish Tan Aleph Os Yud Beis, and the Tshuvas Chelkas Yoav in Orach Chaim Siman Zayin Dibur Masel Hein Emes. The Makor Chaim holds that it's not an avera at all. The Eretz Tzvi, the Kozhik Lover in Chelek Aleph Siman Ayin Vav is Marech Alat to bring rise that Misasek is Pater and Mutter Legamrei, not like Rabbi Kiva Eger. So that's a big machlokes. So it's pshat when he does misasek that the maisa isn't misyachis to him at all, and therefore he's completely off the hook. Or it's pshat that he did the maisa, just he lacks kavana, and therefore it's not his chamor. And the nafkamina is if you need kapara v'tshuva. If it's not your maisa, then you need kapara and tshuva. But if it's your maisa, you just didn't have kavana. And you need kapara v'tshuva, but if it's not even your maisa, why do you need kapara v'tshuva? However, the Achronim agree that the opinion of Maimonides, this is Rabbi Shach in the Aviezri in the first parak of the Surah B, Halacha Yud Beis, Rav Chaim Kanievsky in the Siach HaSadi Krisis Yates Amid Beis, Tshuvas Minchas Shlomo Chelik Beis Simen Pei, Tshuvas Mishnah Alochas Chelik Vav Simen Ayin Vav, Parshas HaMelech Chelik Emel Shabbos Simen Ches, Sfas Hayom Chelik Orachayim Sof Simen Aleph. So the Haskamas HaAchronim is, and if you're wondering which Achronim, well, I just quoted a whole bunch. The Haskamas HaAchronim is that the opinion of the Rambam, and so writes the Meiri, is that there's no Ptur of Misasek B'chol HaTorah unless we're talking about Shabbos. Shabbos is a din of Melechas Machshavos. Then there's a Ptur of Misasek. But B'shar Esurim, there's no Ptur of Melechas Machshavos. That has to be a thought out Melecha. A person's Chayav on Misasek. And that's unlike those other Rishonim who hold that B'chol Esur Rechatos Ptur Misasek Zulas B'chalav M'varayis. That others hold no. That in all areas, it's again brought by Rav Shach, that in all areas there's a Ptur of Misasek, not only when it comes to Shabbos, when it comes to everything there's a Ptur of Misasek. So we have one Shaila if Misasek B'chalal needs Kavana, if Misasek was B'chalal and Avera, that's a Machlokes. And then we have another Machlokes, Rishonim, whether the Ptur of Misasek applies to only to Shabbos like the Rambam holds, or it applies all across the Torah. Except, of course, Chalav Min Arayis, which is explicit in the Gemara. So, let's say somebody goes into the bathroom on Shabbos and he lights, turns on the light, and he just did it machmas hergelo. He wasn't really thinking about what he was doing. It was an automatic. So says the Eretz Tzvi that it could be that he doesn't need tshuva. Chelek Aleph Siman Samach Beis. He doesn't need tshuva. He's totally a misasek. Misasek pater. But if he knew what he was doing, he just forgot that it was Shabbos. He was totally aware. He said, I'm going to turn on the light now. He just forgot it was Shabbos. Then he would require a kapara like every shogeg. So that is the first part of our shir on doing an avera be'ones, b'shkaga and be'ones, and emirta Hashem in the next shir. This is in the, we did the section of the Dovke b'shuva. In the next shir, hopefully we will go on to bi'urim, the explanations, a little more lamdish, a little more bi'un, trying to understand this fascinating topic. And we should be zoche liros niflos mitoras Hashem. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved friends. May we be zoche to continue with Hashem b'li nadir. Shalom. Shalom, shalom. Thank you for listening.